Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Dress me up, but you can't take me out. Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Monday, June 5, 2023. Thanks for joining me. Thank you so much.
We'll have to put a big flag on your unmute button.
I'm going to tell you something, okay? It's always... yeah, you're right. Yeah. Jeez. Cough button. Don't lean on unmute.
I'll throw in a helmet for you, too.
Yeah. I wear that when you're not around, so I don't bump my, you know... I'm telling you, it's like living or working with Joe Biden, right? Not that bad, of course. Welcome to Hagman. And again, thank you so much for your belief and trust in this platform. Appreciate all that everyone does. I am really angry today. Is that any different than the other day? No, of course not. Ben Berkwam did a segment about the border. And when you see this later, when you see this, you're going to be as angry as I am, because we have traitors within our own government. We have traitors, and we know this, okay? In my view, there should be politicians hanging from lampposts, in my view, for their traitorous and seditious activity against the United States of America. There should be NGOs that should be shut down, and the people involved prosecuted for treason and sedition. Now, of course, we hear, speaking of the southern border, federal agents make huge seizure of fentanyl in Arizona, enough to kill every American and then some. Okay, big deal, right? They don't care. They want you dead. That's not a problem. That's the way it's supposed to go. All right. Now, we also have the Pelosi committee findings that they doctored the January 6th footage by adding audio. And of course, we find out too that the Capitol Police Chief, who was fired a couple of days after the January 6th protest, said that, hey, you know, Pelosi's daughter and son-in-law, well, gee whiz, they were the ones that were, they hampered our security efforts. Okay. John Solomon, obviously, on this and more. A couple of other things too. Well, by the way, we do have assets working around the southern border. And to the message to the NGOs and to you people, because I know that there are some enemies that watch this platform. I want you to hear me loud and clear, okay? We are outing you. We are coming after you to out you to the American public. I hope to God that you will not be able to walk down the street without getting harassed. I hope to God that you will be able to that some form of justice will come to you. And to the politicians who have allowed the invasion of this country, I hope to God justice finds you. If not in this life, in the next, in the afterlife. I hope that God judges you accordingly. You have sold out your country. It's enough. But I'll tell you one thing. We do have assets down, and I really want to join them down on the southern border to out the NGOs, to out the people who are helping the cartels to bring this army of invaders into this country. And really, we should be down there with our AR-15s, AK-47s, whatever we have, and straight from the ground as they come across the border. That's my view. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of talking about Klaus friggin' Schwab and Yuval Noah Harari. I'm sick of these morons. They don't run this planet. I'm sick of all this crap. I'm sick of everything. I'm so tired of Congress, you see these hearings and these committees and these people getting dressed down, but nothing ever happens. And that's by design. You're all going to go. You all have to go. With me is John Moore to calm me down and to bring some class to this program. John Moore, thelibertyman.com. That's right. He's got some information that y'all need to hear. And John Moore, Monday through Friday, every weekday. And I'll tell you what, he has extra time now for, I mean, he's giving his time, additional time is what I meant to say, to me to discuss about, you know, discuss important issues, topics of the day. Folks, go to thelibertyman.com. If you go to HagmanPI.com, that's HagmanPI.com, and click on the program for today, you'll find all of the appropriate links there. But go to thelibertyman.com, listen to his show, drill down. You can listen to the archives. I highly suggest that. Show prep information download for you. And of course, make sure that you peruse his page for news items and support John through his product and his affiliations as well. John, thanks for joining me, sir.
Thank you, Doug. Good to be with you, as always. Well, Doug, when I began as a radio talk show host in winter of 1995, I decided to create a private intelligence service for myself, and I did that.
Right.
I developed multiple sources over the years. At this point, men and women I've worked with for basically 10 plus years.
It takes a long time to do that.
It does, to develop trust and so forth. And this one source, he does high-end remodeling up in Connecticut. I won't give any more description than that. And he called me about 3 weeks ago, and he says, John, these F-16s are leaving Davis Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson every minute. They've been brought on mothballs. That's where the U.S. Air Force mothballs aircraft to be kept for future use. Hundreds and hundreds of airplanes, high-performance jet aircraft, C-130s, AWACS, and so forth. Well, I got an update. At that time, 3 weeks ago, we knew that they were leaving. We didn't know where. Now we know two things, where they're going to, as well as the additional planes are leaving. It's basically everything, Doug. Let's take, for example, C-130s. The C-130 cargo aircraft, they have four large turboprop engines. They've been the war cars for the U.S. Air Force for half a century. Magnificent aircraft. Last Thursday, I debriefed a man who did maintenance on these aircraft, and I asked him two questions. What does it take to bring these out of mothballs? How many people, how long, and how much? He says the team is 250 men and women. It takes 3 weeks, and it's $1 million for just one C-130 to be put back in service. So,
all right.
And that's on the low end, the $1 million. And they're going to two places, the Philippines and to Europe, which tells me, Doug, now let's back up a bit. We've been in continuous war since 2001. The
yes.
first special forces guys got in Afghanistan only a few months after the 9/11/01 event. And we've been in continuous warfare ever since, which continues to this day. We have what's so far being called a proxy war in Ukraine. We actually have Americans in combat in Ukraine. It's not being talked about very much, but that's what's going on. So for 22 years, we have not done what's being done right now, bringing these aircraft out of mothballs, putting them back in the service. This is not a training exercise, Doug. It's far too complex, far too expensive to be doing this for training. If you want to train these men and women, you would take one C-130 and bring it out of mothballs. You bring one AWACS and bring it out of mothballs. You don't bring them all out of mothballs.
But, unless what?
Unless you're getting ready for World War III.
Yeah, that's right.
There's no second guess on this. No second choice, I should say, on why we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars to bring these aircraft out of mothballs and put them back in the service. Which brings up another question: who's going to fly these things? I believe that there's probably letters going out to hundreds of retired Air Force pilots who, as long as they're physically fit, up to age 60, they'll bring them back in service. And I'm sure many of these guys, and gals both, are probably making $1 million a year salaries, or are close to it, flying commercial aircraft. They're probably disappointed to get these letters putting them back into active duty service. But we simply don't have the pilots to fly that many aircraft, Doug. We simply don't. So this is a heads up. When I got this notification from my private source, I took immediate action for the security of my family. I heat my home with a Liberator rocket heater, and I choose to burn wood pellets just for convenience, really handy. And I ordered a pallet of wood pellets the following day, and which were delivered to my home the next day, to get ready for this coming winter, so that no matter how bad World War III gets, I can still heat my home this coming winter.
Okay.
I'm moving forward.
But
go ahead.
What do you expect? Let's just say something pops off in Ukraine, and the mask comes off, and we're really fighting Russia, that we have been, obviously, for the last 18 or 16 months, or however long it's been. And of course, China acts up and goes against Taiwan, but really the U.S. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. How bad do you think things here in North America, including Canada, Mexico, but the United States specifically, what do you expect to see? Because we are already at war with the Communist Chinese Party. We've been at war.
We are. Okay. Well, to answer your question, we need to go back to the stated goals of the Communist Chinese. There's a free article at my website. It is a speech by the top Chinese general, the Minister of Defense, not meant for even the Chinese people, meant only for top level Chinese military officers, where he states the goal of the Communist Chinese government, which is to turn the United States into what they are calling New China. The goal is to capture the United States and have no Americans present. That's the goal. The goal is to have our infrastructure, the main part of our infrastructure, which would be farmland, the power generating system, locks and dams, airports, deep water ports, all functional. What they don't want is a nuclear wasteland. Now, in addition, keeping that in mind, the Communist Chinese and the Russians both have very low yield nuclear weapons, tactical nukes, that put out almost no radiation. So you want to take out Fort Bragg, which is now unfortunately changed to Fort Liberty, or some other military base, you can do that with a low-yield nuclear bomb that is not going to contaminate hundreds of square miles all around it. It's a fairly new development when it comes to nuclear weapons. They have very small tactical EMP weapons that can knock out a city block or maybe a couple of square miles that could be used for similar purposes. So look at what their goal is. Their goal is to have New China. And Doug, you and I were both aware of the Deagle Report, which came out, 8 years ago or so, where it said that two-thirds of Americans would be dead. What was the date they gave? 2025, 2026?
2025.
Yeah, that's next year. That's just less than 2 years away.
Now, I know they changed that and they took it down and did some things, but it's still there. I mean, the information is still out there. Go ahead.
Well, all of us in the alternative media and others were speculating, how can this happen? Why would this happen? Well, now we have the why. We know the goal is to have New China with the United States with no Americans left. And the way they accomplish that is World War III, which is already being fought.
Okay, how are they going to... Okay, so they're... We're already being occupied. Right? I mean, as we speak. So does occupation come with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the Communist Chinese are sending thousands of men across our border covertly. We don't know. We can guess that, the term gotaway means we don't know who they are. We don't know how many they are. It's just simply a guess of the gotaways. when it comes to Chinese nationals crossing our southern border and our northern border. These are healthy young men who we don't know if they're members of the People's Liberation Army or if they're just men and some women, of course, who are looking for a better life. Probably a mixed bag. It's very expensive to get from China to Central or South America and make that journey north to our southern border. It's very expensive.
But there are people now who are actually finding out how this is taking place. Obviously, they're not, you know, using a canoe or a kayak to get over here. The people coming across are well-dressed. By well-dressed, I mean, obviously, they didn't walk, you know, hundreds of miles through desert and jungle.
Okay. Not at all.
So may I take 3.5 minutes of your time? I want to show you this from the southern border. Ben Berkwam and the American people who are watching this broadcast. And if this doesn't piss you off, and I make no apologies for my language because I'm holding back. Okay, if this doesn't piss you off and make you want to call somebody or make you want to pay a visit to somebody to explain to your representative that this is not okay, or to make you want to call the Pima County, Arizona people in charge down there, the county executive or county council members, then I don't know what will. But may I take 3.5 minutes of your time?
Let's hear it. Let's see it. All right. Go ahead, please. Let's
hear it. Here it is.
This operation here, No More Deaths, is actually part of the Universalist Unitarian Church out of Tucson. They're funded in part by Pima County. Not only are they providing food and water and blankets and support for the cartel, for the scouts and for the illegals coming across, they actually have a facility here that houses them. And you got people running from building to building. This place is full of illegals, and that's what this entire thing is designed to protect illegals. They are aiding and abetting the invasion of our country. You go straight from this facility down south, you run into the end of the wall. That's where the drug smugglers are coming through. That's where the child traffickers are coming through. The human traffickers are coming through. That's where the MS-13 gang members are coming through. That's where terrorists are coming through. All of that flows right here.
Hello. Hola.
It's weird. There's like 40 people in there, but nobody's answering. Wait out here for a few minutes.
Try Mandarin.
The cartels are getting so brazen that they're actually coming from the border where they cross over. And you've got guys with AKs coming across, bringing their drugs, coming straight through here. There's a woman that lives just down the street.
You know what I call that? I call that a high-value target.
Days because the cartel members with guns come through here. And then you have organizations like this, aiding and abetting. If that's not called treason, I don't know what is.
Hello? Habla inglés?
What?
Habla inglés?
Si.
Are you with the organization? I was wondering if they could talk.
Habla español.
Ah, poquito. ¿De dónde son?
De aquí.
He's covering his face. He doesn't want to be seen.
Otra vez.
He doesn't want to be seen.
¿Cómo te llamas?
Efren.
Efren? Oh, okay. Mi amo es Ben. Mucho gusto.
Apaga la cámara. Prende el teléfono.
Sí, yeah. I put it down. It's at my feet. ¿Tú hablas inglés?
No hablo.
No. Tu amigo.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit, okay. Are you part of the organization? Who are all the people that are here?
Who
are the people here? Where? De dónde son the personas? You don't know?
No.
Oh. Where are you from?
Why?
I'm just doing a story on it. I'm just wondering.
In English?
Yeah. No. I'm a reporter. Media.
From where?
Real America's Voice. Yeah, no police, no la migra. Why would it matter? Are the people here not supposed to be here? Are the people here legal? Are they migrants?
Yeah.
They're migrants? Are they here legally or illegally? Illegal? Okay. How many people? You don't know? 30? 30?
Maybe.
Okay. I'll leave it to it. I just, if there's somebody that wants to talk, just let them know. I'll be out here for a couple minutes.
Yeah, don't hold your breath.
So he just confirmed, wouldn't tell me his name. First guy did, both of them here illegally. And they said everyone here is illegal. This whole place is full of illegals. They're really sketchy about me being here. I thought I was law enforcement or border patrol. Told them I was neither of those things, that I'm a reporter trying to do a story on it. But that just shows you, this place is running an illegal shelter, and it's being allowed to do it. Not just allowed to do it, it's being paid for in part by Pima County, by the taxpayers of Pima County.
Okay, you That's can illegal. Cut that. And folks, you go to HagmanPI.com, watch the rest of that clip. But John, there's not enough friggin' rope in this country. There's not enough lead in this, well, there may be, in this country for what I think the solution to this would be. But to the people of the people of Pima County watching this, if you're not on the phone, if you're not in the offices, if you're not holding those people in charge, allowing this to happen, then, you get what's coming to you. But I'll tell you what, that organization he mentioned, I'm not going to say it again, we're coming for you. We're coming for all of you who are turning this country into a wasteland. John, what do you think about that? And not about what I said. What do you think about what do you think about that video?
Well, the video looks very authentic and very well done. The first line of defense would be the sheriff of Pima County on one hand. On the other, the county commission is supporting this effort. The sheriff sounds like he's not going to act and carry out his sworn duty to protect the men and women of his county from crime and from criminals. That's very unfortunate. Now, we have a governor in Arizona who did not win the election. The election was stolen. We have...
Thank you.
We have Arizona National Guard who comes under the command and control of the governor ultimately, who's not going to act without authority of the governor. So they've captured everything that they being... Our enemies, the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, have captured everything in Arizona they need to do this illegal activity with no interference on
They captured the courts.
Precisely.
Right? Precisely. Carrie Lake, folks, Carrie Lake provided the evidence. The judge allowed, I think, out of 7 pieces of critical evidence, 1 piece of evidence. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely beyond comprehension what we're seeing today. And if we allow this, then, you know, look, in the future, I see my grandchildren being raped by illegals, being harassed by illegals. I'm not going to allow that to happen. I don't know about you, but that's not going to happen. It ain't going to happen. Well, it might over my dead carcass. But go ahead, sir.
Well, the federal government's not going to act. We know that, which leaves the private sector, which a private militia in Pima County could probably do something that would be real chancy and iffy in terms of legality.
Well, how about this? How about I pick you up and Sam and a few others and Eric the Tech and I will be down there. Let's see, give us about 10, 11, 12 hours. We'll get there and we'll go down there and we'll take care of business, because I'm tired of this, man. I'm tired. John, you got to talk me off the ledge. I am absolutely tired of this. That is in America. That's on American soil.
Roger that. Well, it would be difficult, Doug. I'm not going to get into the details of what it would take to pull off an operation like that. I've put together operations like that professionally. And
get your pencil out again.
Personally, I'm going to write off Pima County. I'm not going to take that action. I'm going to protect my own county. We have a good county sheriff here where I am. We have active militias in my area that are protecting life and property. And I'm aware of what I can do, what I can pull off within my resources. I would encourage everybody to work with their local sheriff. If your local sheriff will do the right thing for the right reasons and support that sheriff. If not, then work to find a candidate that will replace the sheriff with one that will do the right thing for the right reasons.
But brother, I don't mean to interrupt you, but remember the old axiom back in 01, 02, it's better to fight him over there than over here. Okay, that's kind of like you saying, nah, it's better to fight him. I'll fight him here if I have to, but not over there when we can, you know, not in that county. I'm not dissing you at all, or trying to be disparaging. But why let them get into the heartland? Why not stop them right there? And that's a valid question to you.
Well, it's a concept that has merit on one hand. On the other, organizing a militia to go down and protect that border would mean the corrupt FBI would find out who these individuals were and stop them and arrest them en route. That's exactly what happened.
Well, screw the FBI. Screw organized militias. Let's get a bunch of good old boys, you know, that with American flags on their chests and righteousness in their hearts, and armed covered with God's armor, God's protection, but also body armor. Let's be smart about this, and let's take care of friggin' business. Again, I am so tired of just talking about this.
Well, Doug, the good old boys doing that would be the militia. That would be the legal term for it. The government would call them criminals. They would call them white supremacists. They would call them all kinds of things and arrest them.
But I'm proud to be a white supremacist. If that's the definition of a white supremacist, they call me a white supremacist. I will embrace white supremacy. If that's what it is, I will embrace that. I am a white supremacist. Then, you know, I'm tired of this because none of this, and people are changing the language. That's not white supremacy. That's loving your country that once was, in my view. It has nothing to do with skin color, white supremacy. I mean, white supremacy, well, anyway, go ahead. I don't want to take your time. Go ahead.
There is no definition of what a white supremacist is. It's a construct is what it is, used to demonize whoever they choose to. There's been, just in the last 3 or 4 weeks, some Latino, the guy who rented the U-Haul truck and ran into the barricade next to the White House. He's from my hometown, St. Louis. He was not an American. He's an Indian national. So they dropped the whole white supremacist thing really quick. And for reasons I don't understand, although he was initially going to be charged with some serious crimes, that was all dropped also. What he did not fit the narrative in any way, shape, or form.
So wait a second. You have this illegal from basically your area, driving a rental truck, crashing into a gate at the White House. The photo op shows a Nazi flag, but this guy was he illegal? I can't.
He came into this country with his parents as a teenager. He's only 19 years old. And he was here legally on one hand, and we have a lot of Indians in this country doing some important work in technology and engineering and so forth. But apparently he had some kind of mental disorder where he admired the Third Reich for whatever reason, doesn't matter, and thought that if he could get inside the White House that he could take control of the United States. A very bizarre form of mental illness, I believe. But the narrative
I kind of think that way. If I can get in there, I don't know. Eric, can you drive the rental truck and I'll ride shotgun and get me in there and I'll take over the White House and take over the country. Yeah, let's do that.
Roger that.
Wow.
Well, the narrative fell apart once it became clear that he was not white, that he was an Indian national. He was here illegally. He supported the reestablishment of the Third Reich, apparently, for reasons that aren't clear. But this whole dialogue began with there's no definition what a white supremacist is. There simply isn't, or a white nationalist might be more accurate. There simply isn't. And there's no such thing as a Latino race. You know.
Thank you.
That race doesn't exist. The majority of Mexicans are either Indians or Caucasian or a mixture of the two. That's who the Mexicans are. They're either Indians or Caucasians or a mixture of the two.
Yep.
There's no Mexican race. There's no Latino race. You know, that doesn't exist. Now, the American Indians are a race, but this whole Latino thing is a construct also. It doesn't exist.
Well, you know what really confuses me, John? I've been really, and folks, maybe you can help me. Folks at home watching this, maybe you can help me as well. But I'm going to ask John this question. I'm not sure he can answer this question. I'm really not sure. But I'm going to brace for it just in case. Here's the question. John, what is a woman?
A woman is a female human being who was born with the chromosomes of a female human being. And that can't be changed by surgery or hormone treatment. The chromosomes of a female human being cannot and will not be changed.
Wow. Okay, I got to write that down because, man, I've been just racking my brain trying to figure out what is a woman. By the way, if you haven't seen the documentary, do so. What is a woman? Good job on that. By the way, in addition to the great Awakening, Tracy Beans, I love you. And good job on the red carpet for the premiere of the Great Awakening. Okay. All right. Thank you, John. I had to clarify what a woman was because, you know, again, you know how things go. I wasn't sure. And I'm not, you know, what's a guy? The guy's got one of these hanging between his legs, right? And, you know.
Exactly. A male human being is born with the chromosomes of a male human being.
That's true.
And that can't be changed.
It can't be.
This Olympic gold medal winner who pretends to be a woman, he's still a man. He still has the chromosomes of a male. And that will never change, despite him being a not terribly attractive looking female. He's always going to be a man. No matter what kind of surgery or hormones he takes, he's a man. And I'm very disappointed that these media outlets refer to these men pretending to be women as she. It's very disappointing, but it's just the world we live in, isn't it, Doug?
You know, I got to tell you this. I think I might have mentioned this last week. I was out running some errands. I decided to stop and get a cup of coffee. I never do this. But get a cup of coffee at a small, privately owned coffee shop. Went in, and I swear to God, I don't know what the hell waited on me. Had the voice of a guy, had the features of a female. I kind of, sort of. But I'm not sure, because so I saw one of these tranny things out in the wild. Okay, it had to be, because there's no other explanation for it. Because what's that? Oh! Did you happen to catch that on video, or just do you have a video for me? Okay, we might have caught that on video, John. Or
really?
No, I'm not sure. Eric the Texas got a video, so we'll see what happens. Go ahead.
Mike Tyson, have you heard of him?
Yes, I have.
If he identifies as a female, should he be allowed to enter a boxing match with a biological female?
Well, the short answer is yes, somebody who is trans. Okay.
After 20 fights, I was undefeated. Only one fighter stood between me and the belt.
We got this chick. She's nothing.
Tiffany Stone!
Okay. we're living in a crazy, crazy world, brother. We really are. I didn't mean to take you off track of everything. You, again, you bring class to the show. John Moore, thelibertyman.com. I'm running over on this time, but I'm wound up today. I really am.
That's okay.
But go ahead.
Well, Doug, this Saturday, I'm running the 100-meter dash in the Missouri Senior Olympics at 0900 Central Time. I was going to run in the Senior Olympics in St. Louis until I found out they were going to allow men to compete in the women's events.
Wait, 100 meters. Speak English. How many feet is that?
That's 100 yards plus 30 feet.
Okay. All right.
Basically, the length of a football field plus 30 feet.
So that's how you're running that, huh?
Right, right.
I can do that one time, and only if I'm being chased or if there's a damn good reason why I have to run. Is there a good reason?
And in a golf cart.
Yeah, in a golf cart. Is there a reason why you're running, doing this, or?
To demonstrate to myself and to anybody who's interested that I can do it as a man 75 years old.
God bless you, brother.
Well, I've been training now for months, and my friend Dr. Huff has been giving me some coaching on the proper way to train so I can perform at my best and not hurt myself. I do my stretching 5 days a week and my wind sprints 5 days a week, so I'm pretty much ready to go. Injuries aside, there's always injuries. It's just part of training, whether you're 18 or 75. But that's why I haven't placed it on my website, because I was concerned I would have a injury that would preclude me from competing this coming Saturday. But I'm ready to go and looking forward to it.
So let me get this straight. Okay, so without like an oxygen tank on your back and without like wheels, you're going to run a football field plus 30 feet, right?
Right.
Is that what you said?
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Willingly, without any reason except because you can and you want.
Well, it's a sprint. Now, if you've never sprinted, you don't know what I'm about to tell you. First of all, the only thing that touches the ground is the balls of your feet. Your heels never touch the ground. When you're sprinting, your internal organs all shut down except for your heart and lungs. That's what happens with a sprinter, as opposed to long distance where the other organs continue functioning. You go into a mental state called tachyphrenia, which some people might regard as tunnel vision. Now, all those things are taking place at the same time. I'm not sure what my time will be. Last time I ran in competition, I was age 60. I ran 15.7 seconds. I still hope to run under 20, which is good for a guy my age. And it'll be a lot of fun. My wife will be there. I'm also doing the running long jump, by the way. In high school, I could do 18 and a half feet. Now, I expect to be maybe 15, 16 feet. We'll see.
Wow.
Running long.
Yeah, you just described what I did about, I don't know, when I was about 23, 24, but I had a reason to run, and I jumped over a fence, and I was being chased by somebody, but you're doing it for a more noble reason, for which I appreciate, and that's good. So is there a way people can, go out and support them, watch them?
Well, we'll post on my website probably today or tomorrow. It'll be a high school in Columbia, Missouri. And we'll videotape it so we can put that on my website also.
Fantastic. All right. So thelibertyman.com. More information on John's run willingly and without being chased. It's pretty good. I love it. And
it'll be a lot of fun. I've noticed the news coverage for 20 plus years of these senior Olympic events. They only show the more less athletic events for the television audience, things like bowling or maybe volleyball, something like that. They don't show seniors pole vaulting or running sprints or doing any things that typically people don't think can be done by men and women age 50 and older.
Now, are you running as a man or a woman? And
well, that question doesn't need to be asked or answered, either one. But going back to your experience at the coffee shop, I was at a Lowe's hardware store a few months ago. The man who worked on me, not worked on me, but waited on me, was 6'4", about 240 pounds, wearing lipstick and makeup.
Yeah.
It was pretty disgusting. I mean, He wouldn't have been a handsome man, but he was a really ugly woman and earrings too, of course.
I got to ask you, what did you do? Because I couldn't even get words out of my mouth. Okay, this is my first time of seeing one of these in the wild. I could not get words out.
Well, he was. I needed help. The regular clerk couldn't help me. This guy was a mid-level management. And to accomplish my goal at the hardware store, I had no choice except to interact with this guy and achieve my goal of getting whatever it was I needed at Lowe's hardware store. So I just pretended he was a normal human being and dealt with him as if he was a normal human being, which obviously he wasn't.
Wow. Well, when this whatever it was said, "Can I help you?" That was my whole delivery. I mean, folks, you think I'm bad on air, okay? Anyway, yeah, wow. All right. Well, John, wow, folks, he's running next Saturday. That's great stuff. Great to know, and I'm glad you are in that condition. Which gives you absolutely no reason why you can't break out the pencil and pad. Let's do a plan and let's go down the southern border. Let's take care of business, go back home, have a cup of coffee, and then you can run. But okay.
Well, the ideal way, just I thought about this since this came up, Doug, would be to have a landowner whose rights and property and life are being threatened by these illegal aliens and being brought in by the landowner to protect life and property. That would be my preferred way to do it. If I was going to do it at all, that's how I would do it.
You know, okay.
That would put us on good standing. Every state allows deadly force to be used to protect life. Some states allow deadly force to be used to protect property. But all states allow deadly force to be used to defend life. So a landowner in that area whose life is being threatened, and obviously if there's criminals violating your property, life is at risk. And I would put together a team to defend life, and if the state allowed it, to defend property also. But life would be the primary goal. All 50 states allow deadly force to be used to defend life, Doug, all 50 states.
Well, then I would put I would get a willing volunteer, a capable but beautiful volunteer to stand at the very edge, at the nation's line there at the border.
Right
at the border.
Right.
Thank you, and then the 750 or 800 guys to protect that person, all armed to the hilt, behind that person. And we just stack them up like cordwood. I'm telling you, and that's one way. Okay, maybe not the best, but I like your idea. You're just too doggone nice and law abiding. That's for sure. But
well, that's always been my goal, Doug. But and there's been a number of ranchers who brought in civilians to protect their lives and their property along the southern border. Texas, New Mexico, California, Arizona, and so forth. It's a huge, huge border. And many of these ranchers have had tens of thousands of damage to property. Their lives have been put at risk. We have a rancher right now, I think, what state is he from, he thought he was firing warning shots. He actually killed one of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he's on trial for that. I'm not sure where that trial stands right now.
Yeah, I remember that. Man.
So he had legitimate reason to feel at risk from these individuals, and I hope he has competent legal counsel to exonerate him from improper charges.
Look, I know this because I've had I've been a defendant before. Okay, not in a. I gotta be careful.
All I can
say is that man is toast because it's going to cost him a ton of money, even if he's innocent or not guilty, legally. It's gonna. He could lose everything.
He could, but this is the kind of case that will generate a lot of funds for his legal defense. So I think he'll be okay money-wise. We've seen several cases where these defendants have generated all the money they need to. Look at Kyle Rittenhouse, for example. The public donated everything he needed for a proper defense.
Okay,
it's just one example. I want to segue here and go back to.
Go for it.
A whole different thing. The Pelosi committing doctoring the video footage.
Yes.
Now, we've had men and women convicted where juries saw and heard this video footage.
I, the rest is yours. I have testified in courts of law, criminal, civil, federal, and county, or federal and state, and county, municipal, as well, using video evidence. Okay, in every single case, I had to swear up and down on a Bible that footage was not edited. And if I would have ever edited a video ever in my career, 35, more than that now, I wouldn't have worked again.
Your career would have been over.
Yes. Yeah. So go ahead.
Well, same here, Doug. I've taken video surveillance hundreds of hours for decades. And what we did with the people I worked with, we locked out the audio in case there would be a privacy violation. Everything was done in the public sector in plain view. But now that this has been revealed, every attorney should be preparing appeals for a man or woman convicted with that footage being used as evidence. Now that we know the evidence was tampered with, you can't do that. Look at the McCluskey matter in St. Louis, where they took the pistol the wife held in this nationwide, worldwide video. Her husband had an AR-15. She was holding a pistol to protect life and property. The pistol in question had been modified by a certified gunsmith to make it a display piece that could never shoot again. The prosecuting attorney, the district attorney, Kim Gardner, who recently resigned, ordered the police gunsmith to put that pistol back into action where it could once again be fired as an operating pistol. And that was presented as evidence. That's a crime. Tampering with evidence in that manner is a crime, just like tampering with the evidence in the January 6th video footage is a crime. And what we see here is what's called appealable error on behalf of all these defendants, where this footage was used to convict every one of them. And everyone should be exonerated without any exception. If the video footage, altered video footage with altered audio, putting in audio that was not there, every one of these men and women who was convicted with that as evidence being offered should be exonerated and let loose and compensated for all their expenses, lost wages, and so forth. The people who did the editing and the altering of this evidence need to be prosecuted for the crimes that they committed, without exception. They all need to be prosecuted. Now, we don't know if the prosecutors themselves were knowledgeable of this. They should have been. We don't know. But if they were, they should be charged with crimes as well, Doug.
And folks, there it is on your screen, John Solomon. Of course, we know that there were, 44,000 hours of video that were taken. Only certain pieces were shown to the American public and the January 6th committee. And now we find out that the select footage was altered in addition to everything else. Good Lord.
That's right.
And John, you're right. Every single person that stood trial, and by the way, they're not done. Just so you know, Department of Justice is not done. They're still coming after people like yours truly and others that weren't even at the Capitol for assisting those who were at the Capitol. They're not done. They're expecting to go after another 1,000 to 1,500 people. I don't know whether they knew that.
Well, I've read about that. Department of Justice and the FBI are linked at the hips. There's command and control linkage of these two groups. It's been recently revealed that the FBI laboratory, criminal laboratory, for decades used the false science that hair analysis can prove that a human hair belongs to a certain human being. And convictions, we don't know how many hundreds, possibly thousands of convictions based on false, non-existent science of hair analysis.
It's the first time I heard that. Now, I know you can...
Oh, you didn't know that?
It's the first time I heard that. Look, I know you can tell, obviously, animal versus human.
Well, it was revealed about 6 or 8 months ago.
Well, okay, and I know you can tell.
I know you're busy. You're a busy guy, Doug, and it got past you.
I don't know how that got past me. Shame on me.
Well, it did. It did.
I can't believe that.
So
wait a minute. Now, human hair has DNA, right?
Right.
But
that's not the analysis that was done for all these decades. So that's a different analysis.
That's what I was going to ask you. All right.
Now, human hair DNA is one thing, and that's not what we're discussing. We're discussing the defective, non-scientific analysis done on human hair for decades by the FBI laboratory.
Wow. Well, I think the FBI has to be taken down and dismantled, defunded, and then built.
The question comes back to these January 6th videotapes.
Yes.
Was it somebody part of Congress that did this manipulation of these tapes? Was it the Department of Justice? Was it the FBI? Who knew about it? Who didn't know? And who did it? Regardless of those questions, every person who had that evidence put before a jury needs to be exonerated because of the false make-believe evidence that was made up out of thin air to convict these men and women. That's what needs to happen, Doug.
I agree with you, my brother. I agree. John Moore, The Liberty Man, thelibertyman.com. Folks, go to his website. If you like his very cool, calm, and factual demeanor, as opposed to my ranting, raving like a lunatic, then you'll love John Moore. Weekdays, every single weekday. He's on Central Time. I'm on Eastern Time. I'm not going to do the math. You can do the math. It's up there. But drill down, too, for the archives. You're going to learn a whole lot. And you interview some very, very, very... your interviews are powerful.
I'm meeting Wednesday afternoon. I'm meeting the coroner of Texas County, Missouri. And she's been a listener to you and myself for years, by the way.
Well, hello to the coroner of Texas County, Missouri. John, what did you do?
Well, I'm looking to have her be a regular guest on my show. Okay. She confirmed last Thursday, we had a brief meeting. She confirmed a 40% increase in all-cause mortality beginning in June of 2021. She's part of the governor's team to train coroners in the state of Missouri, highly regarded by the governor's office of the state of Missouri. And I'm looking to work with her to accomplish, in the state of Missouri at least, a cessation, an ending of the COVID-19 vaccinations being offered to men, women, and children. That's what needs to happen in all 50 states. I can't affect all 50 states, but I'm going to do my best to affect one state, the state of Missouri.
You know, that's what I love about you, John. I'm telling you, you're a man of action. Just think about that. He's going, and he's going to be meeting with someone who can actually make a difference, and that's fantastic. And by the way, for those people out there thinking vaccines are great, you know, a child gets all of their vaccines, 13,000 micrograms of aluminum, 600 micrograms of mercury, and 200 other chemicals are injected into that child. So think about that. Even when I say vaccines, I'm saying, you know, your typical MMR type vaccines and such. So again, this is much, much worse, and John is going to be doing something about it, or attempting to do something about it, at least in his county. This is what we all need to do. We all need to follow in the footsteps of John Moore. I think that's good. And if you can accomplish that, then a lot, I mean, that
got, it's all networking, Doug. It's all net. And it looks like my image is frozen. Now it's back. But getting active in your community, reaching out, networking. That's what makes it happen, Doug.
Wow. Well, you know, John, we have to network at this point, because starting out with what you said and being serious and again, calm now, but being serious with respect to the takeoffs of these aircraft, we're obviously the neocons and the libtards and the globalists and the psychopaths who are running certain elements of this country want war. They want bloodshed. They want, like you said, the Deagle Report, they want some culling of the population. And obviously...
Well, here's what's going to happen, Doug. If you or somebody you know is a retired Air Force pilot and they're under age 60, they're going to be getting letters. They don't have enough pilots to fly all these aircraft. So you might be making a really nice income with American Airlines. Get ready to go back to being a major in the Air Force, making a fraction of that amount of money flying these airplanes. They're being recalled to duty. They have to be, Doug, with what's going on. The Air Force doesn't have enough pilots to fly all these aircraft.
Man.
They'll bring back whoever they need. The maintenance of the aircraft is pretty intensive. And once again, they don't have enough people to maintain these aircraft. They're going to have to bring back to active duty men and women who are retired from the active duty Air Force. The Air Force Reserve is going to be brought back on active duty as well.
This is the kind of information, folks, you can get with by listening to John Moore, obviously. He talked about it on his show. So... You're right. We're not going to have enough pilots.
Well, they will. They're going to come out of the reserves and out of the retirees.
Yeah.
That's where they're going to get them.
My goodness. Well, what's your confidence level in that information, by the way?
I would say 90%. I've been working with this guy for more than 10 years. Okay. He lives up near the Sandy Hook. His children went to the Sandy Hook Elementary School 20 years before all this stuff went down with the murders up there. He's been a good resource, and his information has always been accurate and reliable.
Wow. Well, now, what in your gut, what's your timeline telling you?
I would not activate, I would not bring these planes out of mothballs 5 years before I would need them, 2 years before I would need them, a year at the most before I would need them. I would go take the time and spend the money to bring these airplanes out of mothballs, get the pilots back on active duty that they're going to need 6 months to a year before I would need them.
That gives you a relatively, I don't want to say precise, but somewhat of a window. So if you haven't prepared accordingly, prepare now. And John Moore, obviously, you've got preparation shows on preparation. You've got all kinds of things. Go to thelibertyman.com and make sure that you go through all of the items on John's website, thelibertyman.com. And John, I want to thank you. I can't believe. Of course, I ranted for a while, so I took some of your time. But I appreciate what you do, and I appreciate the fact that you're in this game. When I say in this game, it's not a game; it's a fight for our survival. And I appreciate your
It is, Doug, and I look forward to doing more of this as your schedule allows, sir.
In fact, yes. Stay tuned, folks. Maybe more, John. More.
Roger that.
So I appreciate everything you do. I wish you a lot of luck. Well, you won't need luck. I just wish you the best on Saturday, and God bless you for doing that.
Thank you, Doug. It'll be a lot of fun.
All right. Thank you, my brother. Folks,
you're welcome.
All right. That was John Moore, thelibertyman.com. TheLibertyMan.com. Make sure you check out his website. Go to HagmanPI.com. Click on the link of the program, the title of the program. Not on Rumble or Brightium, but on HagmanPI.com. But by the way, please do me a favor. Subscribe to Rumble. Subscribe to Brightium, your preference, or both. And give us a like or thumbs up, whatever it might be. And it affects the algorithms. Appreciate that. Don't make me come down there. All right. Have a good night. Have a good day, folks.